USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
Republican critics argue President Biden's economic policies have led to 40-year high inflation and left the United States dependent on other oil-producing countries like Saudi Arabia. The IRS is raising the limit for contributions to your 401k and other retirement plans. The 2023 increase is a record amount with a $22,500 limit into 401ks. That's $2,000 more than the current cap. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is earmarking $2 million from the Florida Disaster Fund to help teachers get their lives back together after Hurricane Ian.
The funding is going to be awarded through local education foundations, which are charitable groups, in the six hardest hit counties.
So far, about $7 million of disaster fund dollars have been awarded. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, for the first time since May, spoke with his Russian counterpart over the phone Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York State is honoring the victims in a mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo. Governor Kathy Hochul has established the May 14th Commission to charter a physical memorial to honor the 10 residents who were killed that day.
We want to do something for people to remember, a place to come and reflect, a place to honor, and a place to say never again.
The Democratic governor saying the commission will oversee acquiring land, charting community and family engagement plans, designing the memorial, fundraising, and maintaining the area. Brazil is putting strict guidelines on social media as an election nears.
Brazil's National Electoral Authority is announcing moves to crack down harder on online disinformation in a fierce presidential campaign. The TSE will levy big fines for online platforms that failed to take down fraudulent content after 2 hours. Also added, all political advertising online will be banned in the 48 hours before the vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least a dozen people are injured after horrible turbulence on an international flight. Passengers were heading from Madrid to Buenos Aires when even the flight attendants got caught up in the bumpiness. The airline in charge of the flight says the seatbelt light was on and an announcement was made as the flight got bumpy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.